So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Halakeach Behema Manika Mina Akum. If a Jew bought an animal and its nursing calf from a non-Jew, Ein Chayshin Shema Bena Shel Acheres Haya. The animal's next offspring is exempt from Bechera, because there's no concern that perhaps this nursing calf was born from another animal. Similarly, Nechnes L'Tech Edra V'Ra'as Ama Bekiris Manikas V'Shein Ma Bekiris Manikas. If a person walked into his pen and saw some calves nursing from mevakiris, those that never gave birth before, and some calves nursing from enim mevakiris, those that already gave birth before, ein chayshin shema bena shel zu balay etzel zu, oy shema bena shel zu balay etzel zu. We assume that those that nurse from mevakiris are vade bechar, and those that nurse from enim mevakiris are vade not a bechar, because there's no concern that the calves were switched and came from another animal. The Gemara cites a brayso in which the Chacham disagree and hold in the reisha alakeich behema manikam and oibik achavim habachar of bechar misafik. The animal's next offspring is a questionable bechar because there's a concern that perhaps this nursing calf was born from another animal. And the Chacham hold in the second case hamabekiris v'she'en mabekiris manikos bechar misafik. All the calves are a questionable bechar because memneishim merachemes afa pesha'en yoledes. An animal is compassionate and will nurse another's calf even if it never gave birth. And Rashi explains, the fact that an animal produces milk does not indicate that it previously gave birth. Because ikka mi'uta l'chalvas afakav she'en yaldos. Some animals can produce milk even without giving birth. While Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Braisa says, dava b'cheskasai. Each calf is associated only with the animal from which it nursed. And the Gemara elaborates that there are two ways to understand the opinion of Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, enim rachemes ilu m'ken yaldos. An animal that never gave birth does not nurse the calves of others. However, Reb Shimon Gamliel does agree that an animal that did give birth does nurse other calves. Therefore, in the reisha lekech behema manikam na'akam. Either way, the future offspring of this animal is vadei not a bechar, because the fact that it is nursing this calf indicates that either this calf is its offspring, or this mother previously gave birth to another calf and is nursing this calf even though it is not its offspring, because deloy dida nami mirachma. Therefore, according to this understanding, this nursing calf is only safik bina, possibly its offspring. Nevertheless, the future offspring of this mother is vadei ein bechar. As explained. But even so, in the seifa, ra'as mevakiris manikas v'she'en mevakiris manikas, we assume the nursing calf is vadei bina, certainly its offspring, because b'makim dida l'shavka dida merachma d'loy dida. When the mother has her own calf, she would not nurse another calf, and the future offspring of this mother is certainly vadei ein bechar. Or, Shimon Gamliel can be understood as follows. Dida merachma, delay dida loy merachma loy. Even an animal that did give birth only nurses its own calves, but will not nurse the other calves. Accordingly, in both the Reisha and Seifa, we assume that the nursing calf is vadei bena, and the future offspring of this mother is vadei ein bechar. Ulamai nafkamina, the halachic relevance of whether this calf is vadei bena or safik bena is in the following halacha. In the case of behema manika, lamilka Allah mashum isa bes benai. If one slaughtered the mother and the nursing calf on the same day, does he get malchus for the isr oisav es benai? If it is vade bena laki, if it is safik bena loy laki. Although one may not shecht both on the same day because of the safik, we cannot give him malchus for a safik isr. The Gemara continues with a related halacha. Rabbi Bechanan Rabbi Yechanan says, Ruach hazir shekarach achar rochel, peturim in the bechayra v'asa bachila. If one saw a swine nurse from a sheep, the sheep's next offspring is exempt from bechayra. But even so, the swine may not be eaten. And the Gemara explains, B'yichin holds the halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel, and therefore, Pater Men HaBachayra. But even so, B'yichin holds Asa B'achila because he was concerned that perhaps Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Yeledis Mirachemes Udaloy Didanami Mirachma. An animal that gave birth does nurse other animals. And even the Lav Minonami Mirachma. An animal will nurse even offspring of different species. And the swine is therefore Asa B'achila because there is no indication that the sheep gave birth to the swine. But if it was confirmed that the sheep did give birth to the swine, it is muta b'achila, because hayetzim in atar, a non-kosher animal that was born from a kosher animal, is permitted. B'yechanan concludes that Achoy Beribi inquired according to both the Chacham and Reb Shimon Gamliel in the case of Ruach Hazir Shekarach Achar Rachel. L'b'chayra v'libad Rabbanan, according to the Chacham who hold Merachemes Avpish En Yeledes, even an animal that never gave birth will nurse other animals, is this sheep's next offspring exempt from b'chayra or not? Perhaps they hold ki merachma demino delemina loy. An animal will only nurse other calves from the same species, but not from a different species. And therefore, the next offspring is pata mebechera because the hanaka indicates that the sheep gave birth to this swine. Or perhaps they hold deloy mina na merachma. An animal does nurse other calves even from a different species, and therefore the next offspring is a safek bechera because there is no indication that the sheep gave birth to this swine. La achila va'afil l'Reb Shimon Gamliel. According to Shimon Gamliel, who holds he led this mirachma, only an animal that previously gave birth nurses other animals. Is the swine permitted or not? Perhaps he holds kimirachma demino delemino loi, and therefore the swine is mutabachil because the hanaka indicates that the sheep gave birth to the swine. Or perhaps he holds the lav mino namimirachma, and therefore the swine is asabachil because there is no indication that the sheep gave birth to the swine. Take it, the question remains unresolved.